In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里说话。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 5.
请翻开马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 7.
马太福音第五章第七节。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
连续人的有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
When we describe the love, we can think about three different kind, different level of love.
当我们在讲爱这件事情的时候，我们可以想说，把它有三种不同的等级。
The one, the love is.We can describe those higher than us, so we can show our love to them.
那些有一种就是对于那些地位比我们、身份比我们高的人，我们对他们有爱。
So when we love God, and it telling us that we love the one more bigger than us, more greater than us.
那就像如果我们爱神的话，就是我们爱那些能力比我们更大、更有权柄的人。
Toward to teacher, toward to our parents, all included this category.
就像我们对父母亲、对老师他们这种的爱，就是这样子的爱。
How we can express our love to those greater than us is with a true respect.
那我们怎么样表现对于这些人的爱，就是要尊敬他们。
Many times we use the word honor them.
我们常常就是讲说要孝敬，要孝敬他们。
And we can use the word with a true submission.
要顺从他们。
So this is the way we can show our love to the one who greater than us.
这样子是我们一种对于地位身份比我们高的人的一种表现爱心的方法。
Second category is the one.Those who are about the same level of people we share the love.
那还有一些种是爱，就是跟我们同辈的人的爱。
I think brother and sister love is one of them.
弟兄姐妹的爱就是这一种。
And a friend's love is one of them.
像朋友之间的爱。
So they keep their faithful and keep their honesty. It's the way to show the love.
他们彼此之间诚实表示忠心，这样子也是一种表现爱的方法。
They help each other.
互相帮忙。
So that they can encourage each other.
互相的鼓励。
This is the way express of this category of love.
这是一种表现这种爱的方法。
And third category is the one who the lower than us.
还有一种就是对于那些比我们低的人
，the one who's smaller than us，
比我们小的人
，then this is the one of character that we can express our love。
那这个就是我今天要讲的这种，我们要如何表现爱心的。
We know that God loves us。
我们知道神爱我们。
And this love, we can say this this is in this category of love.
那神爱我们的爱就是在这种的爱里面。
Our parents love our children.
父母亲都爱他们的子女。
So this is pretty much from higher than to the lower to express their love.
那这就是长辈对于晚辈的一种爱。
In most of the cases, this third category of love is with a true compassion and they love to the lower people.
这种是一种对于晚辈充满关怀的爱。
But they were not worthy to receive the love from our God.
可是我们却不配得从神那里得着他的爱。
Man is very rebellious, we know that.
因为人，我们人都很叛逆。
From the beginning, and when God created Adam and Eve, from the first man, they commit sin against God.
从一开始神创造亚当夏娃第一个人他就犯罪得罪了神
But still God came down to still love them
可是神还是下来地上爱他们
And God covered their shame with animal skin
神为了他们遮蔽他们的羞耻神把他们做了帮他们做了皮衣
Only increase their labor and painBut at the same time, still God loved them, continue to multiply, continue to fill this earth.
虽然从此人在地上要劳苦受难，可是神还是祝福人，让他们在地上能够生养众多。
So God continued to show his love to his people instead of eliminating them.
所以神是一直爱他的子民的，并没有把他们毁灭。
And also God chose Abraham and Israelites to choose them and then pouring the love onto them.
那神的后来也选了亚伯拉罕还有他的以色列的子民，让他们对他们非常的有爱心。
This love is a love of compassion.
这是一种关怀的爱。
And the parents love their children. That's very similar.
那父母亲爱子女也是很类似这样的情况。
Parents love toward the children is even though children rebellious to the parent.
那父母亲爱子女有的时候也虽然子女会不听话。
Even though children they are very selfish, they minded.
有的时候子女在心目中也非常的自私。
And children still complain to the parents, but still the parents understand them and accept them and love them.
子女对父母亲常常有很多抱怨，可是父母亲都还是了解这些，还是愿意关怀他们。
If a parent cannot forgive their children's things that are against them, I don't think the parents can love their own children.
那如果一个父母亲不能原谅自己子女的话，我想他这样子也没有办法去爱他的孩子。
Because they are full of forgiveness and full of acceptance, so no matter what the children to do to the parents, still parents love their own children.
因为爱是要原谅的，所以不管孩子作为父母做了什么，父母亲总是还是会原谅孩子。
We know the parents' love to the children is when other people criticize our own children.But parents do not criticize their own children.
就像父母亲对孩子的爱，有的时候别人会批评自己的孩子，可是父母亲并不会这样子的想。
For example, like children, they with a crayon draw to the wall. Little kids draw, you know, with a crayon.
那有的时候就像小孩子拿着蜡笔在墙壁上乱画。
And parents' point of view is very creative.
那父母亲就说这个小孩子很有创意。
But when other people look at that, it is they messing up the wall.
那别人看了就说这小孩子在破坏墙壁。
Because they have a different eyes.
因为他们看观察的角度是不一样的。
And so parents' love is not, as we can describe love of full of forgiveness.
那父母亲的爱我们就可以形容是一种充满原谅的爱。
Now, parents do not bring their children's weakness to express to other people.
那父母亲也不会把他们的孩子的缺点到处跟别人讲。
If children has own weakness, then parents cover them up.
那小孩子如果有缺点的话，父母亲会想办法包容去遮蔽这些缺点。
And also, parents always give them opportunity, give them a chance to improve.And improve themselves.
那父母亲也一直会给自己的子女机会，让他们能够改进自己。
Because a parent's love is a love full of compassion and mercy.
因为父母亲的爱就是充满了怜悯，充满了爱。
And here, blessed are the merciful. This is one of the blessing, and Jesus mentioned that.
那这里讲说连续人的人，这是一个八福中的一个福气。
If we have a heart of merciful heart of our Lord Jesus,
如果我们对人心中有连续的话
，then we shall receive the mercy of mercy from God.
那神也会连续我们。
So this is one of the blessing that we can have a kingdom of God when we have this merciful.Spirit.
那这是天国的其中的一个福气。
And also the blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. It related with our salvation.
那这而且这一个福气连续人的有福了，因为他们并蒙连续，是跟我们救恩有关的。
And let's turn to the book of James, chapter 2, verse 13.
请翻开雅各书。
Chapter 2, verse 13. James, chapter 2, verse 13.
雅各书二章十三节。
For judgment will be merciless to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
雅各书二章十三节，因为那不免怜悯人的，也要受无怜悯的审判。怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
And we know that there is a judgment.
我们知道将来末后的日子有审判。
And none of us we are perfect in the sight of God.
所以我们在每一个人在神眼前都是不完美的。
So anybody who do not show mercy to others, they might receive the merciless judgment later on.
那些不怜悯人的，也就会受无怜悯的审判。
But we show the mercy to others.
我们要对人有怜悯的心。
Then we receive the merciful judgment.
啊，这样子，神在审判我们的时候也会有怜悯。
So the James mentioned the mercy triumph over judgment.
所以在这里，雅各跟我们说，怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
And so mercy it related our salvation.
所以这里这种怜悯怜恤的心是跟我们救恩有关的。
If you look at the from Matthew throughout the Revelation, one very important message is a forgiveness, which is the issue of love of compassion.
那我们在马太福音里面我们可以看到有一个主题一直连贯的这整个书信这整个福音书就是在要有怜悯人要有恩对人有恩惠的心
When Jesus came to this world he redefined the meaning of love
耶稣来到这世界上就把爱的定义重新诠释了
Of course the love of God is fromShow to the mankind from beginning to beginning of the book of Genesis to toward the end of the book of Revelation.
当然，神的爱是从创世纪就开始，一直到启示录都是也充满神的爱。
The way to express His love is full of compassion and full of forgiveness when in the New Testament.
可是，在新约里面，神表现他的爱就是有怜悯，有会赦免人的爱。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
我们请翻开马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 35。
马太福音十八章三十五节。
Chapter 18 verse 35, book of Matthew。
马太福音十八章三十五节。
So shall my heavenly Father also.Do to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
So here, Jesus urged us to forgive our brothers.
那在这里，耶稣呼吁我们要原谅自己的兄弟。
At that time, they carry out the conversation between Peter and Jesus.
这是从彼得跟耶稣的一段对话来开始的。
And Peter brought up first.How many times to forgive our brother when they against them?
彼得就向前到耶稣那里，问耶稣说：“我弟兄得罪我，我要原谅他几次呢？”
And then Peter brought up the number, say up to seven times.
彼得就说：“七次可以吗？”
And then Jesus answered to his question.
耶稣就回答他的问题了。
He mentioned that I do not say to you up to seven times.
耶稣说我对你说不是到七次。
The mention of the seven times is come from your idea.
这个七次是你自己想的。
My word is up to 70 times seven. That's my word.
耶稣的讲的就是要原谅人七十个七次。
I think when Peter brought up this seven times, because seven is a perfect number.
我想这彼得在这里说七次的原因是因为七当时是一个完全的数字。
Jesus multiplied the seven numbers, 70 times seven.
可是耶稣却把这个七再乘起来，用乘法乘起来要七十个七次。
So you show your merciful heart not only seven times, but 70 times seven.
所以你对人要原谅人不只要七次而是要七十个七次。
And then Jesus brought up here a story.
然后耶稣就打了一个比喻。
And there's a, according to the 23, for the kingdom of heaven may be compared to the certain king who wished to settle account with his slave. Verse 23 says.
二十三节这里说，天国好像一个王要和他的仆人算账。
And this time, the one of the servants has to pay off his debt.
有一个仆人要还账了。
But then the man and came, and this man is owed to the master about 10,000 talents, he says.
这里有一个人, 他欠了他主人1000万两银子,
which is this amount is a huge amount of money.
这是一个非常大的数目。
At that time, the King Herod, his income for 1 year is about 900 talents.
那时候就算当时的希律王 他每年的收入也只不过有 只是900万两银子,
which means a million, at that time, the time of Jesus, millionaires average income, we can say about 700, 800, 900 talent. So it is impossible this servant owed to the master 10,000 talent to pay back to the master is an impossible thing.
所以这里这个人欠了主人1000万两银子, 他是不可能付清的。
But when at this time the king wished to settle account with his slave at this time, they has to pay by at that moment.
可是那时候主人要跟仆人算账了，所有的账要在那时候还清。
So as a servant, only one way he can come up to his master is to receive the mercy from the master.
这种时候这些仆人只能请求 主人的怜悯了。
To the verse 25 here, the king, the master, make up his mind, says, since he doesn't have money.
在25节这里主人看他没有钱去还这债,
but still he has to pay me back what he owed to me.
他还是要把欠的钱还清。
And so that he commanded his people to sold his whole family.
主人就吩咐要把他还有他妻子儿女一切的都卖了。
So that at least he can make a payment to me.
这样子起码拿了一些钱回来。
So at that time, this servant came to and kneeled down in front of the master.
这仆人都伏在地上拜他的主人。
And asked for the mercy.
请求他的怜悯。
But actually, verse 26 here, this servant actually he lied to his master.
其实在26节这里, 这仆人是对主人是讲了谎话。
Where he said to this master, have a patient with me and I will repay you everything.
这里他说主人宽容我, 将来我都要还清。
This is the beyond his capability, the master knows.
这其实他是没有能力去还这个债的, 主人也知道这一点。
At that time the Lord, the master, verse 27 says, the Lord of the slave felt compassion.
那在27节这里就说，那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
Master knows his situation.
主人非常了解仆人的情况。
Now he knows what he's saying is beyond his ability, capability.
那这个主人知道他仆人是没有还债的能力的。
Instead of he rebuked his servant, but he felt the compassion and released him, forgive him.
他虽然一开始有责备骂这个仆人，可是他后来动了慈心，就把他放了。
So 27 says, release him and forgive him the debt.
所以在27节这里就说，把他那个仆人释放了，而且免了他的债。
So this man, this servant, to be the truly become free man out of the 10,000 talents.
这个仆人就从这个1000万两银子的债务里面出来了。
On the way out, and he find out one of a fellow.
可是他出去的时候遇到了一个他的同伴。
So he find out the fellow, which is kind of same servants, I guess.
他遇到了这个同伴，我猜他可能是一个跟他一样都是当仆人的。
This fellow only owed to him about 100 denarii.
那这个同伴只欠他10两银子。
One denarii is one day of working wages at that time.
那时候1两银子大概是1天的工资。
So 100 denarii is about three months of wages.
那当然那时候他们这边都用的单位不太一样，可是他欠这十两银子大概是3个月的工资。
Maybe nowadays we can calculate about 6,000, 7,000, 8,000
maybe.
But when he find that his own fellow slaves that one of all to him about 100 denarii, he here the verse 20 describes that he sees him and begin to choke him.
可是我们可以看到这个仆人出来遇到他欠10两银子的同伴就抓住他掐了他的喉咙。
According to 28, the last portion says, pay back what you owe.
在28节的后半段这里，我们可以看到他就说：“你把所欠的还我。”
Verse 29, and this fellow, a slave, fell down and then began to entreat him, saying, "Have a patience with me; I will repay you." It's exactly the same words that he said to his master.
那我们可以看到29节这里，他的同伴就俯伏央求他说：“宽容我吧，将来我必还清。”这是他当时对他主人那个人对主人讲的话，一模一样的话。
And he forget about how much he received the forgiveness and received compassion from his master.
那个人好像就忘了他才刚刚从那仆人那边得到了怜悯。
And he owed to his master about 10,000 talents.
他欠他主人1,000,000两银子。
Now fellow slaves only 100 denarii.
可是他的同伴只欠了他10两银子。
Actually, this one, the master, do not choke him and do not seize him before.
而且那时候他欠他主人1,000,000两银子，他主人也没有掐着他的喉咙。
But this his action is very brutal and very cruel to his fellow servant.
他在这里他的行为是非常野蛮，对他的同伴是非常残忍的。
And verse 30 says he was unwilling, however, but went and threw him in a prison until he should pay back what was owed.
可是在30节里，这个仆人他不肯，竟把他的同伴下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。
Very different what he received now, the person who owed to him, the way he his action has, he has two kinds of standard in his life.
对的，那他这个。 仆人在他的生活里面就好像有两种不同的标准一样。
Yeah, one of a servant saw what he did to his one of a fellow slave.
他别的同伴看到了他做的事情。
And so if you're uncomfortable, so he brought this instance to report to the master.
那他们的同伴心里就很担心，很忧愁，就把这件事情报告了主人。
And then the master brought him brought this servant back to him, in front of him.
所以后来主人就把这个欠债的仆人叫回来。
He rebuked him, said, "You wicked slave."
然后就骂他说：“你这个恶奴才。”
How come you do not have any mercy onto you? I already given enough mercy onto you.
主人就骂他说：“你不应该怜悯连续你的同伴，就像我连续你吗？”
Because you're begging me, so I forgive you all your debts.
你求我，我就免了你所有的债。
But since I forgive you, you're supposed to go out to forgive the one who owed to you.
我这样子的原谅你，你应该也是出去要同样的原谅别人。
So verse 33.
所以我们看33节这里。
Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave?
那这里主人说：“你不应当连续你的同伴吗？”
Even as I had a mercy on you,
就像我连续你一样。
So now this Lord, his Lord, have moved with anger, he said.
我们可以看到主人就大怒。
And then hand him over to the torturer until he should repay all that was on him.
把这个仆人交给掌刑的，等他还清所欠的债。
This is the one of a sad situation turned out to be to everybody.
这个故事不管在对于故事里面的任何一个人都是一个不幸的故事。
Then his master cannot forgive this slave who owed to 10,000 talent to the master.
他的主人后来他没有办法原谅这个欠了1,000,000两银子的仆人。
Since his sin, which is his old, is $10,000, the amount of a sin still within him, and has to be in a prison to be tortured his rest of his life.
那这个欠1,000,000两银子的，将来也是一辈子会在监牢里面被受苦刑。
At the same time, the one who owed to 100 denarii, the fellow slave, also stay in the prisons until he pay back.
那个欠10两银子的仆人也仍在监牢里面，一直要等债还清。
And all the situation turned around everywhere. It turned to be cold. It turned to be there's a we cannot see any love, but only there's a judgment.
那这个故事到了后来就完全没，我们看不到爱了，只有看到审判。
Because there's no mercy and compassion.
因为这里面的人没有爱心。
Only judgments and then apply around this people.
那在这里面，后来这些人都受到了审判。
So that's what Jesus mentioned in verse 35.
所以耶稣在35节这里说,
So shall my heavenly Father also do to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart.
那在此，所以35节耶稣说, 你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄,
If you're dealing with the judgment upon each other among your brother and sister,
如果我们对于弟兄的态度就是这样子，要审判他们。
Since you're dealing with the people with the judgment, critical judgment upon to other people,
如果你是这样子要以审判别人的态度对于人的话,
you cannot avoid the judgment of God.
将来你也不会从神那边里面去审判。
Then only the judgment is a stance.
那到最后就只有审判存在了。
We know that of course it's according to the law, it's important.
那对于律法来讲，这个审判是很重要的。
So such kind of this righteousness is very important.
这种公义是非常重要的。
If in this world there's no righteousness, then maybe there's only chaos.
如果在这个世界上没有公义的话，可能就是非常混乱的。But
without the true compassion, and only the righteousness on the stands, then this righteousness cannot be the righteousness, but only stands the judgment.
那可是如果在这个公义存在的同时，没有怜悯、没有爱的话，那这个公义就只剩下审判了。
I think in this world also, there's a law, but always have an exception.
在这世界上也是这样子，都有法律，可是法律的时候也会有别的方便。
Even though people they commit crime,
对于犯罪的人,
when they brought this to the court,
把他们的罪行拿到法院之前,
a lot of law to seize him to judgment, put the judgment upon the person.
法院就要因为这些人的行为来审判他们。
But then they bring up the situation and circumstance.
可是这时候就会把他当时这个人的情况解释出来。
So degree of the judgment can be decided.
这样子审判的结果也就不太一样。
Even sometimes mercy will be upon to them.
这样有的时候法官他也会对于这些人有怜悯的心。
You know the one time when Jesus was in Jerusalem, the Jewish brother, the woman who committed adultery.
有一次耶稣在耶路撒冷的时候，犹太人抓了一位行奸淫的妇人来。
Because of the Jewish trying to put him on the trap of their plot.
那时候那些犹太人想要陷害耶稣。
It is a perfect chance.
那是一个很好的机会，很好的计划。So do not let
Jesus get out of this the trap.
他们就设了一个很好的陷阱，想要耶稣跳下去。And
then now they asked Jesus.
然后他们就跟耶稣问说。According
to the Moses law.
根据摩西的律法。And
this woman is supposed to be stoned to death.
我们要用石头打死这个女人。And
what are you gonna do?
那你要怎么做呢？
And what do you say? What then you say? You know, which means, what is your judgment according to this circumstance?
那他们就问耶稣说，你在这个情况下你要怎么做？
And then Jesus, he came down himself. He write down on the ground.
耶稣那时候就不说话，耶稣蹲下来就坐在地上画字。
People doesn't know what Jesus wrote on the ground.
没有人知道耶稣在地上画了些什么。
And then is he who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw the stone at her.
可是耶稣最后说了，你们之中谁没犯罪的，就拿第一个石头丢这个女人。
So anybody who has no sin can have a right to put the stone and throw the stone to her.
没有犯罪的人，你们有权利拿起石头丢这个女人。
Verse 9, John chapter 8, verse 9 says, when they heard it.
那约翰福音第八章的第九节这里就讲说，他们这些听见这话。
And their heart was begin with the what it called is that their heart was reflected themselves.
他们的时候心里当大家开始回想。
And so they began to go out one by one, from old to the young one.
那就从老的到少的，一个一个都离开了。
It telling us that even though at that time they considered a very righteous one, like a scribe and Pharisees.
那时候就算当时也有很自认为自己很好的文士跟法利赛人。
When Jesus challenged their heart.
那耶稣就挑战他们，直接问他们的心。
No one can see that they're true righteous in their heart.
没有人都可以觉得自己是完全没罪的。
Nobody can apply the law of Moses so to stone to this woman.
就没有人可以照着律法用石头打死这块这个女人。
Because one by one, they have to step out of this situation, step out of the instant, and they have to get the disappear from there.
所以一个一个他们都离开了。
Now is the only one Jesus can put the take the stone, throw the stone to her. Only the one can do that.
那只剩下耶稣在那里。耶稣是有他的权力可以拿石头丢这个女人。
But at that time, the Jesus used different ways.
可是耶稣却没这样做。
Verse 10.
来，我们看第十节。
And he says, he straightening up, and Jesus said to her, woman. Where are they? Those accuse you.
在第十节，约翰福音八章十节，耶稣就直起腰来对他说：“妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没人要定你的罪吗
？”Did no one condemn you?
没有人要定你的罪吗
？And then now Jesus said to her, saying, "This is she's the lady, the one who committed adultery, saying, 'No one, Lord.'"
那这个犯奸淫的女人，她就回答说：“主啊，没有。
”And Jesus said, "I don't want to take the stone." To throw to your face.
那耶稣也说，我也不定，我也不会拿石头丢你。
So Jesus mentioned, neither do I condemn you.
那这耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。
Which means you owe me ten thousand talent.
就是好像那个主人对他的欠他一千万两的。
But I don't want to request me to pay a 10,000 talent.
那个主人就并没有要仆人还债。
I forgive you 10,000 talent.
我把这个一千万两的银子的债原谅了。
Go your way.
耶稣就对这妇人说：“去吧。
”But here the Jesus said, from now on sin no more.
可是这耶稣说从此不要再犯罪了。
This is the true righteousness stand upon the compassion.
这个就是在。真正的公义，因为这上面有怜悯。
We can see here the John chapter at this instance, we can find out the true compassion and mercy.
我们在这个故事里面，我们可以看到真正的怜悯与爱。
But it doesn't mean that there's no righteousness there.
可是并没有把公义拿出来。
Jesus never let this woman go and whatever you like to do.
耶稣从来没有对这个女的说：“你没这样子做没关系，你就随便你吧。”
From now on.
耶稣有对他说：“从此
，sin no more，
你不要再犯罪了。
Next time if you commit sin again，
下次如果再犯罪的话
，they might have no promise to you can have a situation like this to receive this kind of mercy from God。
下次再犯罪的话，也不能保证你可以像这今天这样子离开。
You should not commit any sin anymore from at this moment from now。
耶稣就对他说：从此不要再犯罪了。
And Jesus is showing us His love in this way。
耶稣是这样子跟我们表达他
，so、
表现他的爱的。
His compassion and his love always makes sense to the people to bring the true love into the people's heart.
所以耶稣的行为都总是把爱可以真的带进人心里。
We know that Jesus' love is not whatever you like to do, you can do it.
我们知道耶稣的爱并不是随便让我们到处自己要做什么就做什么。
Always the message of Jesus, he always bring up the stand the righteousness of God.
耶稣总是会把神的公义显明出来。
But at the same time, this righteousness can support by his compassion and true love.
可是这个公义同时之间也是用这种怜悯的爱来支撑着。
So that it makes sense to the people. So that these words can go into the people's heart to to convince them.
这种的爱，这种的公义，是让当时的人可以了解的，
at that time, like a Pharisees and Sadducees, scribes, they all talk about the scriptures.
那时所有的法利赛人、撒都该人还有文士，他们都很爱讲
But people do not want to hear from the scribes and Pharisees.
可是人们当时却不愿意听这些人的教训。
Because they do not show true love, so the words come out from their mouth is a scripture.
因为他们这些人没有真正的爱心，所以他们讲的都只是大道。
But then there is no any authority.
这些道理却没有权柄。
They cannot feel any true love out of the word.
这些字里面没有爱。
So even though they talk about the scripture,
所以这些人虽然照着圣经来讲,
the word of God is very dry to them.
可是这些神的话对那些听的人却是很干燥的。
So their message cannot touch upon the people's heart.
那这些乏味的道理没有办法感动人。
But the word of Jesus is different.
可是耶稣的话却不一样。
And Jesus talked about the righteousness of God.
耶稣在讲神的公义。
But it makes sense to the people.
可是这种公义却可以让人了解。
Why? Because his mercy and true compassion is behind it.
因为这种公义背后总有爱跟怜悯。
So people feel that it can be approachable.
所以人听了以后就觉得这是可以接近的。
That's how they receive the blessing of God.
那这样子他们就可以从神那里得到祝福。
So when they change themselves,
所以他们会改变自己。
Also they can change other people.
也可以改变身边的人。
I'm sure because this woman after since this, we do not know the story after that.
我们不知道这个故事后来发生了什么事。
I'm sure this woman was really touched by the mercy of God.
可是我可以确定当时这个妇人是非常非常的感动的。
I'm sure because the rest of her life to show the true mercy to other people.
她以后的生活也会对别人有这种怜悯。
Because this is what the blessing of the heart of mercy.
这种就是连续人的祝福。
And we know the two words, I don't know English, the empathy and sympathy.
有的时候，这种英文有两个字，就是要给人家同理心，要去了解别人。
One is a top to bottom way to show the like concerning.
有一种也是就是从长辈对于晚辈的关心。
Empathy is the really to attach your heart to be get into that person to feeling, so they show their heart concern.
可是同理心的话，就是我们替别人着想，能够真正的关心别人。
Just like when we on the way to the street, somebody asks some help, that we can bring the two like a quarter put on their hands.
就好像我们有的时候在街上走，有人需要我们帮他们，我们可以拿一些零钱给他们。
Of course, we can say this is a little bit of compassion.
那我们可以说这种是一点点的怜悯。
But what Jesus mentioned, Jesus here, the Bible describes compassion and mercy is what mentioned about the empathy.
可是圣经里面讲的这种怜悯人是要有这种同理心的。
Jesus himself, he came down to this world just like a man, like us.
耶稣基督来到这个世界上是以人的身份来的，就像我们大家一样。
In Old Testament, the way he loved his people is very, very high to lower and top to bottom way.
在旧约的时候，神对人的爱是高处往下面的爱，就是长辈对晚辈的爱。
So we have noticed that in Old Testament, there always have a distance between even His people and God.
所以在旧约的时候，我们可以看到神与人之间总是隔着一些距离。
But still, God loves them.
神是爱人的。
But they do not have such a great feeling like compared to the New Testament.
可是旧约的人对于爱的了，对于神的爱的了解，没有办法像新约的那样子。
New Testament said, God Himself came down to this world like a form like us, a physical form like us.
在新约的时候，神以肉身来到这个世上。
He really coming into our life.
他真的走进了我们的生活。
He himself truly understand our life.
神自己非常亲身的体会我们的生活。So
His love, you know, really coming into our heart.
这样神的爱就能够真正的进到人的心里面。
This is the concept of true mercy.
这是一种真正怜悯的概念。
He doesn't have to do that. We do not deserve to receive such kind of compassion and mercy from God.
人从神那边也不配了解得到这些怜悯，得到这些爱。
This one is God, all God initiated.
那可是这个是神自动做的。
That's why it's so precious.
这是非常非常宝贵的。
Listen to James chapter 5.
请翻开雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5 verse 11.
雅各书五章十一节.
James chapter 5 verse 11, the last portion, mentioned the that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful here. You mentioned that.
在雅各书五章十一节的后半段这里讲说，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
It's important as a Christian we understand our God as a truly the merciful God.
我们做基督徒的，我们很重要的就是要了解我们神是有怜悯、有慈悲的神。
Our Lord Jesus Christ very approachable.
我们耶稣基督是很容易亲近的。
Sometimes we think God seems quite distant from us.
有的时候我们觉得神跟我们的距离好像很遥远。
Every time when we have make a little mistake, then maybe God just chastises us, you know, kind of. Always bring some kind of ready to punish us.
那我们每次犯一点错的时候，神好像随时就在那里准备惩罚我们。
If we have this concept, then we cannot close to God.
如果我们一直有这种的概念、这种想法的话，我们就没办法亲近神了。
We can think that God is like our parents.
我们要想我神就像我们的父母亲一样。
We can hug them.
我们可以拥抱他们。
Sometimes we can even say something, all the things that even garbage we can bring out to them.
那有的时候我们可以跟他们讲一些心里不太好听的话。
We have to think that God is approachable.
我们要想神是可以亲近的。
Otherwise, God is always distant.
不然的话，神永远都是跟我们距离好像很遥远。
God is merciful.
神是有怜悯的神。
I can approach my parents because I know they're always merciful enough to forgive me always.
我可以把我的事情跟我的父母讲，因为我知道父母会原谅我们。The one
who received the love, then later they can share the love.
得到爱的人在之后也可以与人分享这种爱。
That's why the children is very important. They grow up under the full of love of their parents.
所以对于一个孩子成长的环境里面，它是非常重要的一点，就是要在父母的爱中成长。
When they receive the full of love from their parents.
如果他们的成长环境是充满了父母的爱。
When they grow up to be adult.
他们长大了成为成人。
They know how to share love, their love they receive from their parent to share with other people.
那他们就可以把他们从父母那里领受的爱与别人分享。
So let's think God is merciful God.
我们要想神是充满怜悯的神。
We learn from him his merciness.
我们从神那里学到了怜悯。
So we can share with other people with the true mercy of God.
所以我们也可以与别人分享这种从神的真正怜悯。
We receive the true mercy from God.
我们也可以从神那里得到真正的怜悯。
This is the kingdom of God.
这是神的国。
Then the last verse, Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章
Chapter 4 verse 32
以弗所书四章的32节
And be kind to one another, tender hearted, forgiving each other, just as a God in Christ also has forgiven us.
以弗所书第四章三十二节，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里面饶恕你们一样。
And blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
连续人的有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Let's pray in silence.
我们一起默祷。